WPHM. Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, 13 past 8 o'clock. It is Thursday, getting closer to the weekend, closer to summer, and that is busy time for the Port Huron Museum because they've got all kinds of properties that have been locked up all winter long, and now it's time to air them out and get everybody coming in to visit. Susan Bennett from the Port Huron Museum, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me come in.
Always a fun weekend when you get to open everything
up. It is. It's exciting. And, you know, I think a lot of people think of the Port Huron Museum as just the building downtown, certainly people have learned a lot about in the last 90 days or so. But actually, we run the Huron Lightship and the Thomas Edison Depot, and we have a contract with St. Clair County Park that allows us to operate exhibits, tours, and the gift shop at the Fort Gratiot Light Station. So we're really working with four different sites.
Yeah, and those open this weekend.
Saturday morning at 11.
Boy. That's fun. That's fun
it
stuff.
It is fun. It is fun. And the crack staff that operates each of those different locations has been working very hard the last 2 weeks. A little paint here, a little dusting there, and we're ready to go.
Those are really cool, especially as we invite more people to Port Huron for conventions and things like that. Tourism seems to be up in recent years.
And it really that's a good is, thing. And it's an economic driver in our community. And, you know, we've got four of the sites, and there are several others, with all due respect. But, you know, three of them are located on what I lovingly call the Golden Mile, which is from the Light Station through Pine Grove Park. So if you happen to be at the Doubletree or just parked along the boardwalk, you're just a few hundred feet away from one of those sites. And I think our real little hidden gem is the Lightship. It's small, but you can't believe all of the things that are packed in there and the amount of history that is in the Huron Lightship.
I mean, it's iconic. Everybody in Port Huron knows the Lightship, but even people in Port Huron maybe don't know the history of it or what it was used for.
Well, it was actually a floating lighthouse way out in the lake, and it protected an area called Corsica Shoals. And it was about 1970 that they removed lightships from the Great Lakes, and it was the last one to be on guard. So by demand of the citizens of Port Huron, the city actually took the lightship, and it became a museum property sometime in the 2000s, I think. And we've operated ever since, and it is a gem.
The horn still works, too.
The horn still works. And we talk about view of the blue. Of course, you can get a spectacular one up the 94 steps of the lighthouse tower, but sitting on the bow of the lightship and looking north to the river, in the river, the bridge, and the lake is just extraordinary.
Absolutely. I mean, so much history there. And in the Edison Depot, we've talked about this before, the fact that it's still standing after all these years just is amazing.
It was built in the 1850s, for goodness sake. I mean, that was along the time of the Civil War. And there's been so many different things on the site, and there's some iconic photographs of the old Peerless property. People my age and older will remember that. And there it stood in the middle of all of this confusion. And we've got Depot Dave is our site manager, and he is a self-proclaimed Edison geek. And he's been wonderful for the Depot and for the museum in general. So we can't thank him enough.
Keep weekend hours at those
weekend
properties
hours
for now.
Until June 13th, I believe. So that's 11 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, excuse me. And then after June 13th, we go 7 days.
Wow.
And the lighthouse will be open 10 to 5, and the lightship depot and Carnegie will be open 11 to 5.
To do all that, of course, you need volunteers to help.
We do need volunteers,
and
you've done a great job with Gina and Tracy talking about the volunteer fair that kicks off in a couple hours at the Sperry's Movie House. So we're hoping to find some new volunteers and continue to take our museum and its experience to the next level.
Carnegie Center has gotten quite the makeover this past winter.
It has, and we've had a lot of support. It's been very gratifying for all of the staff and the board of directors. We are just about ready to unveil. You know, it feels like we've been in the punch list mode for about a month. Not true. But we were ready to open this weekend, but the only thing we can do this weekend is have the Blue Water Art Reception on Saturday from 6 to 8. And the reason for that is the brand new oak floor has not been quite finished, and we need another few days for it to be stained and polyurethaned, and it's worth the wait. So we're opening to the public for good on Tuesday, May 23rd.
That'll be exciting.
It is exciting. We've got this beautiful compass inlay in the floor and the new oak floor and the windows, and it's an entirely different building from 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's been quite a project.
It has been quite a project and very gratifying, as I said, with the community support. And we've had lovely coverage from you and the local paper. And, you know, I think people, again, aren't going to think of it as that big old building downtown. It's really going to have massive improvements. And speaking of such, our grand reopening will be June 9th from 4:30 to 7:30, and we'll release details about that next week. And as a thank you to the residents of Port Huron, because some city money did go into putting in the HVAC and the new electrical systems, we're going to be open the last weekend of July for 3 days, and all Port Huron residents will get in free.
That's cool.
As a thank you. They need to see where their money went, and it's sometimes said that museums and cultural institutions nourish the soul, and it's wonderful that we are able to have so many in this community.
You ready for summer?
More than ready. In fact, I listened to your forecast of next week with much glee.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I said it with much glee.
It's time. Yes, indeed.
We got teased with a little summer, and then they pulled it right back
away
from us.
Those four days in April were an anomaly, but we're ready to go. And at the Port Huron Museum. One other thing I should mention, too, is that real quick, for the first 2 weekends we're open at the light station, we are going to have 50% off everything, half off everything in the store. And that is because our dear buyer, Anita, was very aggressive this year, and we need the room.
All right.
So everything in the store
everything
will be 50
off. Everything
must go. And the upstairs storage looks really tough. But, yeah, so I invite everybody to come in and take advantage of that, maybe for Mother's Day.
That's a great idea. That is a nice gift shop.
People think it's just a few postcards.
It's a lot more than that. You got all kinds of cool stuff there.
Nautical, and we try to do Michigan made, and we try to put Port Huron or Fort Gratiot Light Station or Lake Huron on nearly everything. So we're proud of where we're from, and we'll wear it.
All right. Well, welcome back to all those properties
for
summer.
Thank you. And I'm anxious to welcome each and every one of you there.
All right. If you want to be a volunteer at the museum or any other place around town, the volunteer fair at Sperry's Movie House today, 10 to noon.
10 to noon and 5 to 7.
All right. There you go. Susan, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks,
appreciate
Paul, very much.